You're listening to the Rise and Align with Food podcast. I'm Rashonda Yates. 8 years ago, I found myself struggling with food and my weight. I was pre-diabetic, 100 pounds overweight, and felt like my life was getting smaller with every passing day. I know firsthand how hard it can be to break free from those struggles. And that's why I'm here to share my story and the simple tools that helped me retrain my brain and release 70 pounds. Let's work together to see what's possible for you, so you too can finally break free from binge eating, lose weight, and have peace with your food and your body. Welcome, and thank you for pressing play. Hi, and welcome back to the Rise and Align with Food podcast. This is your host, Rashonda Yates. Today, we're going to be talking about what I'm calling the dark side of honoring your cravings. And I'm really looking forward to diving into this. Personally, I have never heard anybody speak on this before, but I think it is something that needs to be said because you hear this advice a lot, you know, about binge eating, and it's a blanket advice. And I think that is often the problem. That's where the problems come in when it's blanket advice, you know. You've heard me say a lot if you've been listening for a while that your needs as an eater are different from others. I've never put it exactly that way, but you have specific needs as an eater. You have your own unique goals, your own unique values, your own unique, you know, biology. I mean, there's just so many things that go into it. And I only really deal with the behavioral side of eating. This needs to be said to those that are trying to stop binge eating, those who are trying to get control of their eating habits so that they can lose weight and be healthy, you know, avoid different health-related illnesses, have more energy, just live a more overall enjoyable life, keep up with the, you know, the kids or the grandkids, or, you know, just have more freedom, right? And so I tried to honor my cravings in the past. And I also want to put a caveat here that, you know, these days, yeah, I can honor my craving, so to speak, but it took a lot of doing the work on my part to get here. It wasn't a means by which I was able to achieve food freedom. It was a benefit of having achieved food freedom for me. And so while I'm not saying that honoring your cravings can't be a way to stop binge eating and have freedom, I just really question, you know, when this advice is given as a blanket, one size fits all advice. And that's why I call it the dark side of honoring your cravings, because it's not, oh, honoring your cravings is wrong or bad. It's just that in the context of, you know, someone who can relate to me and my story of having binged, you know, for decades, for having yo-yo weight fluctuations, you know, the feeling out of control, the shame that I felt, the trying to stop it, trying a lot of different things, and really feeling stuck and trapped in a cycle. So if you can relate to those things, then this may be helpful for you. And my bird is going to be on this episode, apparently. So the dark side of honoring your cravings. So let's talk about what I mean by this. So one of the things that helped me to gain freedom from binge eating was a tool and a technique that I teach my students. And the technique is based in rewiring your brain, rewiring your neural pathways so that you have a new habit pattern when it comes to eating. And the thing about honoring your cravings that I never hear anybody talk about, but I discovered this through just trial and error. And, you know, let me also throw in another, this is going to be the caveat episode. Another caveat is that I learned this from a professor from Harvard. I've mentioned him before, Judson Brewer, Dr. Judson Brewer. He wrote The Craving Mind, excellent book, highly, highly recommend it. And that's where I learned what I'm about to share with you. I learned this from there. But So the caveat is that it's not that nobody knows this. It's just that when people give this advice, honoring your cravings, it literally flies in the face of evidence-based research on how to stop a bad habit. And so what honoring your cravings essentially does is it reinforces the neural pathways of binge eating. If you are a binge eater, okay? If you're someone who's breaking free from binge eating, who you're trying to stop binge eating, well, honoring your cravings is the same thing as saying binge eating for many people who binge eat. And what I mean is like, well, you know, you'll hear this advice that, oh, you just honor your cravings and eventually the food will lose its power. Well, binge eating is a habit. A habit is built on neural pathways. Neural pathways thrive on repetition. And so every time that you repeat that habit of, oh, I have a craving and now I binge eat, that's literally you going into the habit loop of binge eating. That means you are literally reinforcing that habit. And yes, I'm going to call it a bad habit in this episode just for the sake of distinctions, because, you know, if you're here, chances are you agree and you would like binge eating to stop in your life. So this is one of the things that I call the dark side of honoring your cravings, just for this episode. It's not something I've said before or anything, but, and let's take this a little deeper, okay? And let's think about that habit of, you know, simply calling it what it is, which is just binge eating. If you're someone who binge eats, you have a craving. That craving tells you to eat a bunch of chocolate. You start eating it, but then you end up eating way more than you intended, right? Well, what that is teaching you is that you have to have instant gratification. And the problem with instant gratification being a habit is that if you don't have the character trait of delayed gratification, then research literally shows that you're probably going to have a less fulfilling and less happy life than someone who has that particular character trait built in them. Now, you may or may not have heard of this study. It's pretty famous now, I think, but it's called the marshmallow test experiment. It's been written about extensively, and it was a study that was done in 1972, led by psychologist Walter Mischel, professor from Stanford University. And in this study, children were offered, either one marshmallow immediately or two if they waited. And then they followed these kids throughout time and found a correlation that the ones who waited for the second marshmallow did better in school, you know, just went on and built more satisfying, successful lives than the ones who took the one marshmallow immediately. Now, you know, what you might be thinking is, oh, well, some people just naturally have this ability to delay gratification and some people don't. Well, I'm going to get to that in a moment, all right? But for now, just notice that when you have this characteristic of delayed gratification, you are more likely to be successful and fulfilled in life. All right. So let's go back to the dark side of honoring your cravings. You know, when you are constantly immediately getting gratification, you're building the habit of instant gratification. All right. Now, habits are based on a loop, trigger, behavior, reward. And over time, craving is introduced, right? And the craving becomes then just an alarm system that says, do the loop again. And so when you're doing the habit of instantly gratifying, you know, or honoring your cravings, right? You are literally teaching yourself to not delay gratification. You're teaching yourself one character trait versus another. And this is the trait that leads to overindulgence. Now, going back to, you know, this thought, oh, well, some people are just naturally born with it. Well, you know, it might be true that some people naturally have a part of their personality that leads them to be to delay gratification more easily than others and naturally than others. Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not. You know, these kids that were in this experiment, maybe they were taught that at home. I don't know. But here's the big takeaway for you, that habits are learned. Habits are created. Habits can be unlearned and uncreated. You are in the driver's seat when it comes to your habits. Like, you can learn how to, you can teach yourself the character trait of, you know, delaying gratification. You can teach yourself to do that. It starts with stopping the old way. So if you keep honoring your cravings, you're literally teaching yourself out of delaying gratification. So I said it in a few different words and I repeated myself for a reason. Hopefully that is making sense. Because here's the thing, going back to instant gratification, you see something, you're like, I want that. You immediately grab it, you know, regardless of the consequences, because it's like, I want it now. And on one hand, there is a, you know, a benefit to living in the present moment, right? And yet, when you always live for the now, underline the word always, there's a cost to that. When you always live for the now, there's a cost. So what is it really costing you when you're always instantly gratifying your cravings to honor your cravings? You know, and this is really regardless of whether or not you are struggling with weight. You know, because what we're really talking about here is about character. And character is something that, to be completely honest with you, I wasn't always the best in. Like, I had very questionable character 10 years ago. There were things about my life that were very much out of character for who I am today. And there were things that, you know, looking back on them, I'm not ashamed about it. And I don't really subscribe to regret, but I'm certainly not proud of the things and ways that I'm speaking on. And I'm not going to get into them right now, but just broadly speaking, I don't feel that I always treated people the best in my life. You know, I wasn't honest, neither with myself nor others. There were things in my life, in my character, that I was not proud of. And, you know, character is not just about morality, right? It's also about things like how you treat yourself, how much integrity you have, not only with others, but with yourself. And when you delay gratification, there's a reason for that. It's because when you delay gratification, there's an upfront cost that you don't get to experience the benefit of that instant pleasure. But in the long term, the payoff is disproportionately bigger over time, especially because of the phenomenon of compounding. This has been the dark side of honoring your cravings. And despite the bird in the background, I trust that you gained something from this episode, and hopefully she wasn't too obnoxious. But I would love to know what your thoughts are on this topic. I really am very, very curious to know. Because like I said, I've never heard anybody else talking about this. You know, have you tried honoring your cravings in your life? Did it work for you? Did it not work for you? I'd love to know. Send me a DM on Instagram at Rashonda Yates, and I will catch you. Oh, and by the way, Eat with Balance is going to open again in April. So if you want to be notified when that opens, then go ahead and get on the wait list at RashondaYates.com/eatwithbalance waitlist. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you on another episode. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you have gained any value from this episode or from the podcast in general, then I would really appreciate it if you would leave a review on iTunes. It is such a big help. It helps me to reach more people. And if you did gain any insights, I would love to hear your takeaways and how you're implementing these tools. Over on Instagram, you can follow me at Rashonda Yates and send me a DM and let me know what you are using, what you're taking away from the episode, what your ahas are, things that you're seeing differently. I love having conversations with you over there. And until next time, I'll catch you on another episode. Bye.